Tensions between China and Taiwan are once again on display. Over the weekend, both celebrated October 10th, or the Double 10 anniversary, but for very different reasons. NPR's Emily Fang explains the dueling political narratives.
Double 10 commemorates the 1911 Xinhai Revolution, a series of events that led to the end of imperial rule in China. The People's Republic of China celebrated the day with top Communist Party officials gathering in Beijing for a speech by leader Xi Jinping. In his speech, Xi spoke of the need to follow the Communist Party so as to continue the revolution begun in 1911. He also mentioned Taiwan, which Beijing believes is part of China. Taiwan independence, he said, is a serious hidden threat to the national rejuvenation of China. Taiwan, or the Republic of China, as it officially calls itself, also celebrates Double 10 because it considers the day its birthday. These competing claims to the same holiday underscore the growing tensions between China and Taiwan and between Beijing and Washington, an important Taiwan ally. So on Sunday, Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen had a speech of her own to counter Xi's. She said, "We hope for an easing of relations with China and will not act rashly, but there should be absolutely no illusions that the Taiwanese people will bow to pressure. Nobody can force Taiwan to take the path China has laid out for us." Taiwan also flew fighter jets over its capital and paraded missile launchers and armored vehicles. It was a striking visual display of military might only days after China flew record numbers of fighter planes into airspace around Taiwan. The entire event on Sunday was a careful balancing act.
That is Tsai Ing-wen showing her consistency.
Shelley Rigger is a political science professor at Davidson College and an expert in Taiwan studies. She points out Tsai used both the names Taiwan and Republic of China, or ROC, in her speech.
You know, she uses these references to the kind of old era framework in which the ROC is still claiming to be Chinese intentionally as a way of saying, I am not declaring independence right now.
Beijing also appears to be de-escalating tensions somewhat. In his address, Xi Jinping said he preferred Beijing to peacefully rather than militarily take control over Taiwan. He said, peaceful reunification is most in line with the overall interest of the Chinese nation, including that of our Taiwanese compatriots. But the Communist Party leader also said that, quote, nobody should underestimate the powerful ability of the Chinese people to defend its sovereignty. Those mixed signals mean Beijing is leaving the fate of Taiwan, once again, undecided. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.